This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
On the air with the DJB gang without the J. Jennifer, what did she end up doing, Victoria? She had some deal.
She had a Christmas party last night.
How many Christmas parties are you attending this season, Victoria? Have you got a count?
No. Well, I guess we're going to have a virtual company Christmas party at the DJV show, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, on the air. Yes.
So, no, just we only have two family parties, and that's it.
Really? Kara, what about you? How popular have you been on the invitation list?
Specifically for Christmas parties, I went to one last weekend for work, yeah. And then we're having one for the family and a Christmas party next weekend. So nice. I'm a little bit more popular than Victoria, I guess.
She really is.
Isn't it interesting how all of the holidays that are meaningful in these various religions that were all founded within one square mile of each other, they all have the same sort of calendar of holidays. Last year it was a little closer to Christmas, it seemed to me, Hanukkah was. But then you have the Muslim holidays at the end of the year. And it's just, it speaks more to the idea that we all are brothers, and pretty much, even though there's silly fighting that goes on, it's meaningless, in essence, between the various religions. Again, thinking that they all were founded within one square mile of each other. And that's fascinating to think about or contemplate, even by itself, that the Jewish religion, the Muslim religion, the Christian religion, all were founded in the same place and from the same families. And then when you look at the holiday structure, especially at this time of year, there's great similarity. And so it's another reason for us to think, what do we, A, have to be thankful for, and B, how similar are we? Instead of all the differences that we underscore, how about all the similarities and the goodness that comes out of those who are pushing goodness rather than distraction and the devilish things that happen that are negative? It's a thought. I thought it would be a good Christmas thought. So let's get to, today is National Cocoa Day. And it is cold where I am and where you are. Jennifer's on the West Coast, but she's, again, suffering from that party last night. So we all have, I'm looking at 30 degrees tops here today in the Boston area. What about New York? About the same, I think, isn't it?
It's about the same, yeah. It's already pretty cold right now, so.
Yeah. Well, it's gone down through the night. It was pretty warm yesterday.
Yeah.
In comparison to what it has been. Kara, what's the temperature and the outlook for Washington?
Yeah, it was in the 20s when I left this morning, but the real feel with the wind, because it's so windy out here, was, 12, 13. Yeah, last night when I went out, it was warm-ish in the morning yesterday, and then I went out in the evening, and I was wearing a sweatshirt, and I really, really regretted it because it was so windy.
Yeah,
and I don't think it's going to get above, 35 here today. So I'm just going to stay inside.
It is a good day for a cup of hot chocolate that is 2,000 years in the making, created by the Mayans. Cocoa is, chocolate, in essence. And isn't that the main ingredient? What's the difference between cocoa and cacao? Isn't cacao the main ingredient of coffee? Isn't there a similarity? They're all from the same family, I think.
Cacao is the seed, is the actual, that's what gets ground into coffee, into chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a cocoa bean. I believe so. Yeah.
Coffee and
Coffee's not the same at all. Might be a cousin, but it's not the same bean.
Thus it doesn't taste the same. But then there's, what's the difference between dark chocolate and light chocolate? I was eating some dark chocolate.
How much milk fat is added?
Milk fat.
Yeah, because you can get vegan chocolate that has no added fat or milk in it or any product in it, and it's just basically really good, pure, dark chocolate. It's just the ground cocoa beans, and that's it. Nothing else added to it.
I remember one of the sponsors of the program was Boca Java Coffee. It was a gourmet coffee. I think they have teas as well. we'd be giving that stuff away.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, it's great. Hi to Tim Shanahan, listening in Manhattan, Illinois. Good to have you on board, sir. Thank you for your attention and for your patronage and your following. I find a lot of times people will admit to having listened to the program. He says, I've been listening for 5 or 6 years. Good for you, Tim. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to your family as we prepare for that. Today is, let's see, we have 12 days. The 12 days of Christmas are starting today. Actually, they don't. The first day of Christmas is Christmas, and then the 12 days go after Christmas. But if you wanted to be like I am, sort of contrarian, let's start it today, and then we'll go backwards, then we'll go forwards. How about that, ladies? What do you think?
Sure.
Days of Christmas, my true love gave to
Christmas
me.
Christmas ends on January 6th, right?
Right, that's the 12th day.
Right, that's Little Christmas. Is that what they call it, right?
I think so, yes, something along that line. So presents people are buying. I actually went to a couple of catalogs last night to look. I'm a catalog. If I'm going to get something, I'm not getting much for anybody, but I think that Miles should get the call and a couple of catalogs for him. But at this point, and I say this to all parents and grandparents, if you, one present is enough. Remember, everybody's going to want to give a present to the young, like Kara, your sister has the new child this year. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, let's get this, that, and the other thing. Well, at 2, 3 years old, 3, even 4 years old. Well, think back to when you were a child. Did you get, how much loot did you get on your birthday and or on Christmas, Victoria?
I got gypped.
Did you remember? You got gypped?
I got gypped because my birthday is January 4th, so yeah. Everyone always just combined Christmas
yeah.
and birthday.
Well, Megan's birthday is the 27th, Miles the 22nd, so yeah, you put it all together.
Oh, dang, I don't do that. My roommate's birthday is the 14th and Christmas, so I've gotten her multiple different things.
Really?
I don't gyp people for their, come on, you got to get them something for birthday and Christmas.
Yeah. Come
I
on,
agree.
Victoria.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. But do you remember, what's the first present that you remember getting and treasuring? Victoria, do you remember the first thing, whether it was a Christmas present, a birthday present, what was the first thing you remember? And you, some people keep those things, like little teddy bears, little dolls,
yeah.
little things that mean a lot, little blankies, whatever it is. What have you kept through all the years?
My grandmother passed away when I was 4. So I have only just a few memories of her, but she had these dolls made, for basically for me, but they were kind of my brother and me, and they were these, brother sister handmade dolls that are really pretty, and my mom still has them. My mom kept them. And so that's kind of the first thing that I remember, really. And then there was another little doll that was really ugly later on when I looked at it, but at the time I loved it. And I, for some reason, named her Roxanne, so I had her for, yeah. That's probably the first doll that I remember carrying around a lot.
What about Roxanne the song? Remember that song?
Are you a big fan of the
Police? I wouldn't have known that at the time. I have no idea why this doll got named that.
What about you, Kara? What do you remember from your childhood?
Yeah, I remember, so my grandmother and my grandfather on my dad's side died when I was pretty young. So I remember getting a very large influx of presents from my grandmother when I was a kid, but I don't remember a lot of specifics, but I do know... I don't know the age, but my grandmother's new boyfriend guy in her life after my grandfather died made me a crib out of wood for dolls when I was very small. And I remember that, and I still have that in my room at my parents' house because it was very well made. It was cute. He had, like, little doll blankets and stuff that went in it, and so I always kept my dolls in that when I was a kid. Mm. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard because, yeah, the kid's not going to remember all of those presents, but I think a lot of it is kind of for the parents to remember and pictures. Like, I've gotten my niece a bunch of cute little clothes that she can wear in the summer, and so she might not remember that specific outfit, but it's going to be in pictures or, you know, Easter pictures and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I think it's more for the parents and family than it is for the kid, honestly.
Mm. Yeah. Well... But then there's something somewhere that's going to ring a bell or hold I remember getting, I think the first thing I remember getting was a wooden train set. And I may have been 4 at the time. I didn't keep it. I don't still have it, but Miles got one just like it. And so it's kind of fun to play with him. He says, Gramps, and he'll bring me in and sit on the floor. And he won't let me touch any of his trains. He says, look, he'll show me how the train is going through the station and on the track and all that sort of thing. But those are the sort of memories
that's cute.
You never... But the things about Christmas or birthdays or whatever, when you're exchanging presents, those are the things that you keep with you. You retain those sorts of things, hopefully. Mm. But I guess the message when I was starting was, I was thinking about not having it overdone. So many people have just overdo it so much. And then it isn't appreciated. The thought...
Well, then each year the pressure is on to just top what you did the year
before. Yeah, right. More.
And it turns into being such a spectacle.
Nightmare. Speaking of more, wow, have a lot of you been buying pillows? I went online to the, I went to djbshow.com and looked down at the bottom. If you look, some of our advertisers have, what do we call that, bar space? I suppose that's as much as anything else. There are at the bottom a lot of references to some of the advertisers, and there's a place to click on to the My Pillow site. Go to MyPillow.com, or you can go to DJVShow.com. See, I still stick on the DougStephan.com. There is a DougStephan.com still in existence, but we don't have any of this stuff.
No, it's there. If you go to DougStephan, it's all of the networks, everything.
Right, everything together. Anyway, at the bottom of all the pages for all the shows and all the networks, there is a sort of traveling banner for My Pillow. With fabulous offers on lots of different things. So I've sent you there to buy pillows. One pillow that's perfect at the regular price, the premium perfect pillow from My Pillow, regular price, then you get one free. That's cool. But then you look around at all the other sleep items that are there. Pretty fantastic, actually. And lots of good ideas. It's never too late for Christmas. They can ship this stuff overnight to you, so you'll have it. So don't, and there's a pillow for your pet that they have that is very spectacular. So all kinds of travel pillows, regular pillows, mattress toppers, the cotton sheets that are luxurious that are there. The place to go for this kind of present, and these are really good, useful presents, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Of carpool karaoke, as I am, you'll be excited to know there is a Christmas carpool karaoke that you're listening to now. Crank it up, Kara, will you, for a second? So in the version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the carpool karaoke makeup, Kelly Clarkson, Katy Perry, Usher, Bruno Mars, the Foo Fighters, Miley Cyrus, Pink, Sam Smith, Fifth Harmony, and Ed Sheeran. Wow, I guess he's making it big time if he's in carpool karaoke. So, all right, what are we listening to? This is the, just everybody saying thank you.
Oh, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
What are they, British?
Wow. Happy Christmas, Harold.
Ah, Harry.
Gordon. So where did they perform this? Harry Styles in the car.
Happy Christmas, everyone!
Gordon calls him Harold.
Great night.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
So he and Harry kissed?
I guess Harry planted one on him for Christmas.
He didn't expect that, he said.
No.
So where did they do this? They didn't do this in the car. They had to do it outside. Somewhere in New York.
Well,
right?
I think that they... So these are all people that he had on throughout the course of the year.
Yeah.
In carpool karaoke. So I think they just filmed a special bit while they were in the car doing their own segments and then put them all together for this.
Thinking ahead. Hey, that's good. I'm not sure I think he's the greatest host in the world, but he does have an infectious personality and a pleasant personality, and it works better for my... Anyway, I mean, I don't stay up to watch the Late Late Show, but there is... and I think he is trying to be a little too cute when it comes to American politics, and he has no cred there. So sticking to carpool karaoke works in terms, at least as far as I'm concerned, in terms of his personality and his talent, because he is great when it comes to knowing the music. He really gets into it. He's very infectious with the people that he has riding in the car with him. And it just works.
And he's a genuine fan. And I think that's why it works.
You can see that. Yeah.
He really is. He's not just doing homework to get through a segment. He's genuinely in it.
Yeah, he's into it. Yeah. And I think that's what is charming about it, Victoria.
Yeah. It's true.
Yes, very charming. Okay, so the Christmas karaoke must be, you can download it probably at the CBS app site.
Oh, yes, it's all over YouTube right now.
All over the place, okay. So that's good. Here's something else. Talk about fans. I'm a big fan of Tina Turner, who has had one heck of a life. And so now she's working on an autobiography. Actually, she did one. Now she's doing another one. Tina Turner, My Love Story, expected out in the fall of next year as the sequel to her first book about herself. It was called I, Tina, as opposed to I, Tuna. 1986, she wrote the book. Topics covered will include everything from finding love to surviving a life-threatening illness. She hasn't really talked much about that before, I don't think. I don't know that that is part of her life, frankly, so, and I am a fan. Simon & Schuster Audio is co-releasing the audiobook set for October of next year. I, Tina, became a worldwide bestseller and moved into a classic picture, What's Love Got to Do With It? Angela Bassett was Tina Turner. That was a good choice.
She was so good in that movie.
She was very good in that, yeah. She's a good actress, actually, I think. Lawrence Fishburne was cast as her ex-husband, Ike. Man, what a jackass, that guy. He is just... Ike Turner, the best you can say about him is he's a complete jackass. The new book's timing, not coincidental, meant to commemorate her 60th year working in music. So that's good news for Tina Turner fans. 28 after the hour here on the DJB Show. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Habla Español. Sí. 34 past the hour. That's it. That's all you're going to get out of me. It's Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schilling on the DJV show as we work our way into this Thursday, the 21st. It is National Regifting Day. I don't understand why today is Regifting Day, because why would you regift, or is this from last year going to parties that you're regifting? Why would it be today?
I don't know. I agree with you, because I thought that was very odd, too.
Yeah,
but
silly.
Apparently in Colorado, they're the ones who declared this National Regifting Day, and I guess it has something to do with office gifts.
Really?
Because usually by now, people have had their office Christmas parties, and people have either done Secret Santa or whatever, and I guess people then just regift them. It's very weird.
It is weird. Unless they're regifting, you know, a lot of brownies that have hash in them, that kind of stuff.
At an office party? That's one heck of an office.
Also, it's Crossword Puzzle Day. In newspaper edition, December 21st, 1913, the New York World newspaper had a crossword puzzle,
and it became a favorite pastime. You wonder how crossword puzzles got into newspapers? Well, that's the background. The New York World newspaper put a crossword puzzle to occupy people in their times, whether it was, you know, remember, there's barely electricity except in major cities in 1913. Most people are not traveling. We certainly did not have access to a lot of the things that we have today that we take for granted. So having something to read or something to do after dark when you're going to bed. Remember also at the time, most people lived on a farm or in rural situations. It wasn't the kind of population in suburbia or in cities. Remember, suburbia really was a sort of aftermath of World War II. Suburbia, as we know it now, didn't really develop until the early 50s. The kinds of tract homes that were built in these developments, it didn't begin until there was enough money that was circulated that people could buy their own homes. They were cheap homes. I remember we have a neighborhood in Framingham called Appledore, and the houses went for $18,000. You can't buy a car for that today. $18,000 a slab house with usually 5-6 rooms, a couple of bedrooms, a combo dining room, living room, and a kitchen and a bathroom.
You can buy one of those tiny houses for about that now. You know those shows where the people live in the tiny houses? They're about 125 square feet.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think they're about $18,000.
Yeah, right. So anyway, that's where we've come and we've gone. We're really having a very interesting now reacquaintance with homeownership. As we explained at one point yesterday, I think, the reality of buying a home is going to change somewhat under this new tax law. There are a lot of different things. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. I think they've upped the ante for people who are at the lowest end of the low-income bracket, so you don't have to pay any taxes. And there's a $24,000 deductible automatically, so some people consider that to be, actually, most people consider that to be good. But then when it comes to deductions for mortgages and real estate taxes, that's been curbed. And I really do think that's going to have a negative impact. I don't think these people have thought this through, but then, duh, half the time they don't. Because, again, with the lack of desire to own a home, people will be living in apartments, so the banks will not be lending as much money on mortgages, and people
That's true. You're absolutely right. I didn't even think about that, too.
Yeah,
that's bad business for banks.
It's going to affect, going to affect a lot of different businesses, so wait and
good
see.
Good for landlords, and they'll jack the rent
up. It'll be fabulous for landlords, and people like, as I mentioned, Avalon, which is now the up-and-coming big apartment builder in the country. There's an Avalon everywhere.
That's right. There's one by my parents, too. You're right.
Yeah,
that name definitely stands out. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All over the place, those kinds of outfits. They'll be benefiting. This is a good time, if you have any money, to invest in a real estate investment trust. If I had money, I always like to invest in real estate. But a real estate investment trust, and I believe we have an advertiser coming back in January, which facilitates people putting investments into these real estate trusts so that you can help new construction, help builders that don't have access to a lot of the capital that some of the established builders do. And those will be the guys. I think the smaller builders will come out of this okay because they have less overhead and they can swing, duck with the punches. And so that if you're a small electrician, a small plumber, small carpenter, if you're a finished person, if you are a framer, all those people will, if you have smaller outfits, I think you'll do okay. It's the big ones that I think will have a problem. So we'll see. Anyway, it's all speculation at this point. Let's get to the sports news because there's a lot of it today, starting, Victoria, with, is it Michaela Maroney or Michaela Maroney?
I believe Michaela.
Michaela. So what's her deal with, she's a gymnast and she has admitted
she's
something.
She's an Olympic gold medal winner.
Yeah, okay.
And so yesterday her lawyer filed a lawsuit on her behalf, essentially saying that USA Gymnastics paid her to keep her quiet about the abuse that she suffered by that former team doctor, Larry Nassar. Now, Larry Nassar has already been charged. He's got, I think, what is it now? It's a few consecutive life sentences. sentences, but it's not for these charges again that she's talking about. It's for child pornography that they found him guilty on that as well. He hasn't even gone up yet against these charges, where I think it's over 100 women gymnasts that he has, and actually it might even be close to 200 at this point. So she filed a lawsuit yesterday saying that she was forced to sign a confidentiality agreement. She was paid to sign it, and they asked her not to speak about his abuse, and they didn't want it to go public. She used the money that they, the interesting thing is, she used the money that they paid her to pay for psychological treatment to cope with the abuse that she had suffered. And her lawsuit seeks to nullify that agreement and says that it's illegal, unconscionable, and against public policy and unenforceable. So she basically wants to be able to tell the whole story. And USA Gymnastics is looking so, so bad on this, because it seems like a lot of other people are going to come forward now saying that they also got hush money. So it's just, it's a terrible...
Get the bastard
situation
and put him in jail. Throw away the key.
He's already not going anywhere, but now it's still tough for all the other victims who won't really get that closure because they got him on the child pornography charges.
All of this stuff is like, you know, the head of Medusa, you know the story of Medusa?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All the hair of snakes.
Yeah.
And you cut one off and another one grows. That's what this kind of reminds me of, all of this stuff.
True.
Okay, LeVar Ball.
Oh, yeah.
A no-good SOB as well. So we got all the no-good guys here in the front line. What are we going? What's this jerk up to?
Well, he is very jerkelburgery, as you would say.
Yes, he's a jerkelburger.
He announced that he's launching a basketball league for nationally ranked players who have graduated from high school but don't want to go to college. They're looking to go right into the pros. It's called the Junior Basketball Association. He said it will be fully funded by his Big Baller brand, and he plans to pay the lowest ranked player a salary of $3,000 a month, and the best player will get $10,000 a month. He's looking for 80 players to fill 10 teams. They'll be based in L.A., Dallas, Brooklyn, and Atlanta. And he said that this is going to be a great jump start for these high school graduates because they'll be seen by pro scouts. They're going to be playing NBA league rules. They're not going to be playing college rules or college basketball.
Where's the money coming from to do this?
He said it's being funded by his Big Baller
brand.
Yeah,
where does that get his money? What's Big Baller?
Well, they sell sneakers and T-shirts and
his
things
family,
like that.
Is this family money?
This is his brand. It's...
Why does he have a brand?
Because...
What is it? Who pays attention to him?
Well, a lot of people, unfortunately.
College basketball player, yeah.
Well, one of his sons, he has three sons, and one of his sons is Lonzo Ball. He plays for the Lakers. And so his two younger sons, LiAngelo and LaMelo. Now, LiAngelo is the kid from UCLA who was shoplifting in China.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's now signed to play in Lithuania, and his younger brother, LaMelo, who's still in high school, is also signed to play in Lithuania. So they will not be a part of this league because they have...
So let me get these names straight. LeVar, LiAngelo, and LaMelo.
Yeah. Well, it does seem that this league, there does seem to be a lot of interest in, and LeVar Ball, as crazy as he is, he's not wrong. He has been pushing for student athletes in college to be able to make money because, you know, that's against NCAA rules. So
what a joke that is. Those guys, the good basketball players in college that are in the, what is it, March Madness, all those,
right?
That type of player, they get payoffs, they get cars, they get girls. That's a bunch of hoey. Drugs.
Well, but he's saying you can avoid all that if they just get a salary, and then they have a certain code of conduct and all this other stuff that they have to follow.
But then what's the difference between college basketball and professional basketball?
That's exactly it. He's saying there shouldn't really be a line.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
It'll be interesting to see where it goes. Oh, there seems to be a lot of buzz on this and a lot of interest so far.
Well, more people, it's interesting how the deflection of people away from football has brought people into the court, if you'll pardon the pun, the court of basketball interest. More people seem now to be interested in basketball than any of my... I know my son's there. My son was a basketball player in high school and college, and he for a long time played pickup with lots of people in Los Angeles, where he lives, and has followed the Celtics rabidly. But he used to be able... He followed the not only the Celtics, but the Patriots, the Red Sox. He doesn't pay any attention to them anymore, just the Celtics. which I find interesting.
Well, yeah, and just yesterday we were talking about Mark Cuban being asked if he wanted to buy the Carolina Panthers, which is up for sale, and he basically said, why would I? No, first of all, because it's a struggling, you know, league. The NBA is on the rise. They still have a way to go to make as much money as the NFL, but the NBA is definitely picking up, I think, a lot of steam, and I think you're right. Maybe it's because of the NFL's decline.
Yeah, and somebody like Cuban saying that is really very powerful because he's highly regarded, highly respected. He's very visible. So it's somebody with him taking a shot like that. Yeah. I love the Mavs. I love Dallas. Charlotte is a great city, but I wouldn't turn my back on the city of Dallas. Yeah, that's a
and he also statement. Mentions the obvious safety issues of football, too.
Yeah. Right.
Which I thought was great as well. We talk about it here a lot about CTE and traumatic brain injury, and you wonder, does that really resonate with other people? And then there it is, Mark
people
Cuban
have a
in
conscience.
Black and white.
Yep. Yeah, and I think Cuban has a conscience. I think he's a pretty special guy. Well, I mean, he's very successful, and I don't think that people who don't have something special somewhere in them get to be successful. I think he's very interesting to watch on. If you ever have a moment.
I like him on Shark Tank.
Very good on Shark Tank.
Yeah, he's great.
All those people on Shark Tank are very, very good at what they do, obviously, but they're very good in that circumstance. They all seem completely comfortable. Have you ever noticed that?
Yep.
Really comfortable. Very comfortable.
That's, like the best example of reality TV. Because you can learn something from
it. Oh, it's great stuff.
It's entertaining. I think it's such a great show. I'm happy
Mr. Wonderful is a jerk, and you all want to boo him. And
right.
So, and they all make fun of him. All right. By the way, he's nowhere near as old as you think he is. If you see him in person, he's nowhere near. You think he looks about 60-something.
Mm-hmm.
When you see him, he's not. I think he's in his late 40s, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah. He's very young looking if you see him in person.
He's not. He's actually in his 60s, though.
Is he?
Yeah, he's 63.
Huh.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Doug's where alternate facts.
And
no,
I'm
remember
63.
We were going to start a segment. We were going to start a segment called, what was it going to be called? Doug's Favorite Facts. You decide
Doug's
what's
facts.
True.
Yes.
Yeah.
Truth.
You decide what's true.
Truth. What is it? Truth or a lie? No, this is not truth or lie, but it's truth or something else. Yeah.
Dare.
Yeah, maybe. So think of all the good things that we've told people that they didn't know. That's the specialty and the glory of the DJB show. You'll find out something that I guarantee you didn't know. 10 before the hour. You probably didn't know that. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's get into the official world of Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on lots of great radio stations, including many of the stations that carry this program. Warren is the acknowledged expert when it comes to training dogs, or maybe, no, training people. That's more what it is. So you and Victoria were having a conversation that was fascinating about dogs and their dreams. Let's tell people who are listening what it is. What does it mean when the dog is shaking around and obviously in a deep sleep?
Well, it could mean something very positive, that having this fantastic dream about chasing something through the woods, or it could be a nightmare. It depends on the background of the dog, just like with people. Now, we were talking about the concept that my dog, who came from a horrible hoarding situation, 200 dogs being kept in cages and breeding, was horrendous. The bottom line is, when I first took Cisco home, for at least 3 or 4 months, he wouldn't sleep in the bed with me, and when he did fall asleep, he would be shaking all over, and it was almost like he slept with one eye open, he was fearful. But when he'd go into a deep sleep, he would just really shake. Now he's dreaming of the moon and the sun and the stars. And it's a whole different ballgame, because now he feels real comfortable going to a deep, deep sleep. So it can mean either, just like with people, it could be a nightmare or it could be a very, very positive dream.
Story of a hero dog in just a matter of moments here as we continue. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show on the DJV Show.
This report is brought to you by LG. Providing the perfect entertainment and refreshments for a holiday gathering can seem like a daunting task. LG, alongside interior design and cooking experts, offers tips for a smoother holiday season. Athena Calderon from iSpoon has advice for creating the perfect holiday menu.
Always choose dishes that can be prepped in advance. The last thing you want to worry about is slaving over the stove while your friends and family are hanging out in the other room. LG's smart ThinQ technology is an amazing home hack. You can preheat or turn off your oven remotely from your smartphone. It's genius.
Designer Nate Berkus has tips for styling your table to impress.
The table is where everything comes together. So stick to a neutral color scheme, but add some metallic accents for some holiday shine. Things like brass candle holders will instantly up the ante. Greenery can also dress up the table. I like to finish off the tablescape with a super chic place card at each setting, and it's a great memento for your guests to take home.
For more information, visit LG.com.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
All right, Warren Eckstein, what do we need to know about this story that's floating around this week, the woman who was mauled by her pit bulls? Her name was Bethany Lynn Stevens, yeah. Glen Allen, Virginia. She was in the woods with her dog. They apparently attacked her. So what really, what does the average person who has pit bulls or the people who don't like pit bulls need to know about this circumstance?
Well, you know, first of all, it's a horrible story, obviously. I wish I knew more in terms of the background of the dogs. I know she wasn't living with the dogs at that point. I'm a big fan of pit bulls, having trained them and had them for many, many years. If they're socialized, they're just like any other dog. However, this is a horrible case. And every time one of these cases come up, in 99% of the times, if you really research them, there's something there. I don't know if there's a there with this, but the bottom line is it's a horrible situation. But if it were any other breed of dog, you never would have read about it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the point. I think, yeah. I mean, a lot of people that I know have had these dogs, taken good care of these dogs. It's all, and the fact that she wasn't around them, yeah, she took them for a walk, and I'm not sure, the way that people look at pit bulls, I think, is part of the popular media coverage of them because they're tough looking.
Well, exactly
much anything
right,
else.
But here's the bottom line. Let's say that we got rid of every pit bull in the world. Every pit bull is gone now, all right? What would happen? Do you think these drug dealers and these dog fighters are going to stop? No, they're going to go out and get German Shepherds and Dobermans and Brazilian dogs. They're not going to stop. So, in other words, the thing that really bugs me is I had Ty, the Buster Brown dog, for many, many years. I trained him for the Buster Brown Company. He was an American Staffordshire, a pit bull terrier, went to schools, went to colleges, went to shopping malls all over the United States and Puerto Rico and Canada. The dog had no idea it had teeth in its mouth except when it was eating. But that's because he was socialized and exposed. So I am not anti-pit bull. I'm pro-pit bull. But I think that perhaps there are people that have them that should not have them because the average gangster is not going to get a schnauzer.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Paying tribute to this hero dog that helped save a young toddler. This is a great story that I really kind of want to spend some more time on, but we needed to talk about the dog and the pit bull.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.